Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. And today we're going to dive into a few different things, such as our podcast formats, our podcast niche, several things. So if you don't mind, if you're listening live, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen, and share it however Clubhouse allows you to do that. And if you're listening via podcast, please share with a fellow podcaster and give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Thank you for being here today. Looking forward to our conversation. I am going to try my best to start mixing things up a little bit. I know I mentioned that, I think it was yesterday, that I want to change up how we do things a little bit here. And really nothing drastic, in my opinion. I just want to make sure we're covering a lot of different things and things are moving along well. Sometimes I think, you know, the icebreaker questions can last us the entire time, and I'm cool with that. And I'm also really wanting to approach this show as a true morning show, and I feel like I want to get the pacing up a little bit, especially for those of you that are here live. I want this to be a lively way to start your day. And I'm not saying it hasn't been. I'm just saying I want to make it more lively. So with that, we'll see how I do. I'm sure I'm going to need a little time to get out of the old habit and into the new. So I want to get into the first segment of the room with the quote unquote icebreaker. And I think that most podcasters have that defining aha moment, right? When we get started with our podcast, or really prior to that, there's, for a lot of us, there is this moment that we have that it's that light bulb moment. You know, it's like that the stars are aligned, everything just makes sense. For example, take someone who's a huge history buff and they're constantly rattling off facts to friends until one day it clicks and they're like, why not share all this stuff I've got with the world? I could talk about this all day, every day. Or maybe during a long road trip, I was just on a road trip, and you're listening to an inspiring interview, and it hits you, and you say to yourself, you know, I've got these insights that, and I believe that they could really resonate with people. And your journey begins, right? You start researching, you start following all the podcast people, or if you're maybe wanting to start a YouTube channel, you're following all the YouTube experts, you're learning all the things, and you're starting your podcast. So that's what I want to talk about first this morning. What was your light bulb moment that made you say, it's time to start my podcast? So we will start with Walt. Good morning to you, Walt. Yeah, what was that aha moment that led you to start your podcast?
Good morning. I can't recall exactly the aha moment, just because it was a overpaid of time of me trying to figure out what exactly I was doing. When I first started to actually want to create content intentionally instead of just randomly, I was looking to do a YouTube channel and not even a podcast. But what I can say is the pandemic was a real aha moment for me, because I realized that I had been dragging my feet, whether it's because of imposter syndrome or other stuff. But during that moment, I was one of those people who, like, my employment was taken away and all of these other projects that I was doing had to pause. Everybody I was supporting was like, yo, we can't do this right now. So I was literally just left there by myself with my partner with Netflix. So I was like, oh, I guess I could just try to start this thing. Not even worry about finding a venue, but just do my best to do it virtual. So that was the one pivotal moment for me.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. I'm sure that's also a very relatable moment for several people here, several people listening, that pandemic really being the kick in the butt. And unfortunately, sometimes it's a big kick in the butt that pandemic had on some people. So, all right. So then here's what I wanted to do. And by the way, I see that people are starting to chat in the chat room, and I was attempting to engage and realized, oop, can't do that because I lose my focus. And that reminded me that I wanted to just take a quick second to talk about the chat room that we use live when we're recording this show. It's so I want to first say that with the chat room, I personally, like I said, I can't focus on it. And I know I've shared before that I was diagnosed with ADHD in my early 30s, and it's hard for me to focus in the chat and then also focus on what everybody's saying to me on stage or talking about to each other on stage. I look at the chat as a bonus feature. And hold, give me one second, Alex. And it, you know, in the early days of Clubhouse, we didn't even have the chat. So I want to make it clear that to me, that's what the chat is. If you have something important or you feel something that's really valuable that you want to bring to the conversation we're having or bring to whatever it is, doesn't have to necessarily be the conversation specifically, but if you have something valuable that you think is valuable to this community, I want you to come up on stage and share it. This is an audio platform, both live and the podcast. Hey, Alex, can you mute for a second? Because I'm getting some echo. Thanks. So this is meant to be audio, and that's how I want us to approach this. So please understand first, if I miss something that you said in the chat and it didn't, or any of us miss something that you said in the chat and it doesn't come up here on stage, please, please understand it's not a personal thing. We're not intentionally ignoring you. It's that we are intentionally focusing on the audio element of this platform because that's what it's made for. So, and I recognize that the chat is important for a lot of you. Some of you can't get up on stage because maybe you're in a loud environment or you're at work and you just can't participate in a vocal conversation while you're at work. And so, yes, I encourage you to use the chat in that case. I just want you to understand that if we don't get to what you have to say in the chat, if we don't get to it on stage, it's not personal. The last thing I'll say is I'm going to ask, not right this minute, I'm going to ask the moderators in the next day or so if anybody would volunteer to be one of our chat room moderators so that we can do our best to capture some of the important things that are being said in the chat. I hope that makes sense. Alex, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to say there's other moderators. Everybody can't do everything. And running rooms like this is difficult enough. You know, Sid is great at making sure we keep on our line, you know, of who puts their hand up and other people do other things. So I understand what you're saying because you can't do it all. One person can, especially when you have a room this size or bigger. So, you know, we'll all kind of pitch in, and I think we do a pretty good job at that anyways. But yeah, so.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think we do, and I know that things get missed. And so I just wanted to call it out that I do see or hear after the fact that something gets missed, and the last thing I want is for anyone to be offended because we didn't get into something that you said in the chat. And so,
well, Billy said, let's roast Sid.
Yes.
So I didn't want to make sure that that didn't get
thank you.
Noted.
Thank you. We'll make sure that we get to Billy's point of roasting Sid today. but yeah, I am going to see if there are any moderators. And again, I don't want to do it now, and I feel like we've already taken up a lot of time. I want to make sure that we have a couple of moderators that are monitoring, that we can take a minute each morning or two or three to check in with the chat and make sure everything is being shared that is meant to be shared. Okay. I want to keep moving here. So let's go to the roasty of the morning. And Sid, good morning to you. What was your aha moment that led you to start your podcast?
Good morning, everybody, but Billy. It's great to be here with you today. And the guy should just be happy I called him yesterday. We talked on my phone for about an hour, roasting me. So I'm actually going to say, I'm not going to say what, because I've already talked about why I started my podcast and what happened when I started my podcast. What I will say is my big aha moment came at episode 6 when I was interviewing the first CEO that I had interviewed for the podcast. And it really just let me understand and helped me understand there are people in our industry that have powerful stories that need to be shared, and I need to share them. So that was my aha moment. It was episode number 6.
Love it. Thank you, Sid. And I want to keep things moving. That's the other thing I should say is with this newer format I am experimenting with, there will be times where I'm just going to keep going. So there's another moment to share. Please don't take it personally. And I know Sid isn't, but it's just an opportunity to call out. Don't take it personally if I don't elaborate as much with every single person. All right, Dominic, good morning to you. By the way, I am so excited to hear episode 1 of your wife Kenda's podcast. That trailer, I listened to it again yesterday with my wife because I wanted Amy to hear it because I know she knows Kenda personally, and we were both just blown away by all of the different elements, not just what she was saying, which was powerful in itself, but also the production quality, all of it was just really well done, and I know you had a hand in it, and it shows, and Kenda is an amazing host from what I can tell already. So anyway, good morning to you, and maybe if you want, I don't know if you know this or if you want to share this on her behalf, you could share her aha moment or yours that led either of you to start your podcast. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is well. Today's menu option is pizza.
Oh.
It's pizza today.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yesterday's. Would you share yesterday's? Because you told me about yesterday's.
Oh my goodness. Yesterday's menu option was, it was PB&J. However, the bread was toasted with butter on each side. And in addition to peanut butter and jelly, it had Nutella on the inside. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I said, I'm a sap.
And you know what? I got to say, I'm a big fan of toasted bread with my peanut butter and jelly.
Oh yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I don't know if it's, you know, a middle schooler should have it for lunch all the time, but you know, it is what it is. Aha moment. I'll go this direction. And you know, seeing that I had a little hand in Kenda's podcast, I'll tell you the moment the other day that I knew that she was going to be a great podcaster was she, how can I say this? So she's obviously telling a very traumatic story from her childhood, right? And a few times when she was recording it, because she recorded it multiple times, a few times she recorded it, she recorded herself as, she was saying, hi, my, you know, welcome to the B word. My name is Kenda Johnson. Johnson is her maiden name. And so when she did that, she did it a few times. That tells me that she went mentally back to when she was a kid to tell that story. Because she didn't even realize it at first. So that was an aha moment for me. Like, okay, she really is thinking about this and putting herself in a place to tell this story. So
that's
my aha moment.
That's really fascinating. That's super fascinating. I love just how the brain works sometimes. And that's just, wow.
Yeah, because like, it's like, it's, she did it one time and then she did it again. I was like, So I guess that tells me she really is taking this medium and this podcast very seriously. So, and but it's a very serious, you know, topic that she's going to be discussing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
hey, Dominic, did you point out to her that she did that, or did she recognize that she did that?
I pointed it out to her. I pointed it out to her. Yeah.
Was she surprised?
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Well, Kenda's podcast is called The B Word. I've pinned a link to the top of the page if you're listening live, and I will include a link in the show notes as well. If there is, Dominic, if you want to send me a link that, because right now I'm sharing the Apple Podcast link, and I know not everybody uses that app. So if there's more of a landing page, if you will, or something that I can send people to, please share it with me and I will make sure it is in the show notes today. Thank you for sharing that and congratulations to Kenda again. And as I said on Instagram when I shared the trailer yesterday, she needs to come join us one of these mornings. I want to talk to her.
I'll see if I can convince her to do it.
Okay. Cool. She's a podcaster now. She's got to get comfortable. She's got to get comfortable with it. Yeah. All right. We have a few minutes left of this particular part of the conversation. Simona, good morning to you. Would you share of your first podcast? Because this is really about how you got started. So when you first were starting a podcast, what was the aha moment that got you there? Good morning.
Good morning. The aha moment that got me there was realizing that there has to be another person in this world that felt the same way that I did, and that by sharing in my experience, maybe I could help somebody else feel more confident in theirs. So that started the mission of the podcast. It's still that way today. It's still helping one person feel less alone. So yeah, it's actually funny you asked this question. I was asked this question yesterday on a different podcast. So interesting.
Was it the one with Paula?
No, I'm doing that one today.
Oh, okay.
It was a pilot episode for Riverside FM.
Ah, okay, cool. Very cool. Yeah, I mentioned the Paula one because I thought that was yesterday and I was upset because I thought I missed it, but awesome. I'm glad it's today.
No, today. I think it's 11 a.m. today.
11 a.m. live. I know on Instagram. I don't know if she streams it elsewhere, but yes, 11 a.m. Eastern today. Cool. And thank you for sharing that, Simona. Alex, did you want to share your aha moment? Good morning.
Okay. Lucy, why'd you want to start a podcast?
Because when I was at a book fair, it started before that, but So it started when I heard my dad podcasting, and then I just wanted to podcast with him. And then when we went to book fairs, we decided to do a book review podcast.
And that's that.
That's awesome. I love that. And it's very similar, Lucy, to a lot of our stories. Hearing somebody else that we admire podcasting, a lot of us got really excited about the idea, and we said, okay, yeah, we can do that. We want to do that. And I love that you got the idea of what you were going to podcast about by being at a book fair. I think that's awesome. Dominic, did you have something you wanted to say?
Just really quickly. Hey, Lucy, I just want to say congratulations on starting your podcast journey, and know that your voice is always welcomed in this medium and in this craft. I just want to make sure I said
that. Yeah, thank you for saying that, Dominic. Yeah, it was good to hear from Lucy, other than her, hi.
Yeah, I know. I figured her story is a lot better than mine then. my story is basically, since I was part of a group, and then I guested, it was like, as soon as you feel comfortable enough, why the heck not? That's basically the story.
Well, thank you. Glad Lucy was able to join us. That's awesome. And all right, this is hard for me to break the format that I usually do, because I know we have Amanda and DJ Rez up here, and we want to hear from you as well. So what we'll do is we're going to move to the next topic. I'll have to get sound effects and stuff to really do this right, but we'll move to the next topic. And at any point while we're sharing, you're welcome to also share your aha moments. So today I also wanted to talk a bit, you know, we've been doing this ongoing series that I call Rethinking Podcast Norms. And although there is definitely a variety out there of podcasts that do either an episodic format or a seasonal format, I still, my personal belief, what I see is there are still a lot more podcasts that are episodic, meaning you put out a podcast episode on a regular basis with no true breaks, right? It's every week, for example. That's usually the case. Every week, you have a new episode. It's an interview. It's a solo episode, or it's you and your co-host. And you know, more or less for the whole year, you are putting out a new episode and then doing it all over again as the new year approaches, or as the new year is here. So I'm curious if we can break down some of these examples of, or not examples, but if we can break this down really, why we chose either episodic or seasonal, what we prefer about them. Do we have to be episodic in order to grow our audience? Because we hear it all the time. You got to keep putting out episodes. You got to be consistent. And maybe we'll start there. Anybody want to share? What do you... Okay, we'll go to you, Simona. And really what I was going to ask, but you can chime in whatever you'd like to say. I was really going to ask, what is that definition of consistency? What does it mean to you?
That's a good question. I can start there. To me, consistency means something that you do in repetition. So it doesn't mean that it has to be a specific frequency, but just that it's something that happens on an ongoing basis, something that is done continuously, if you will. So you can be consistent in a monthly podcast, and you can be consistent in a 3-time-a-week episode podcast. It's just, it matters, you know, how you continue to show up. But what I would say, Mark, to the topic overall is there really isn't a right or a wrong way. What I've noticed with my own self, like here's where the self-awareness comes into play, right? I know for myself that if I take a break, a 1-week break, even a 1-week break, it is very hard for me to pick back up, even though I know that I have content in the bank. I know that I have, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's difficult for me because I'm like, oh, it's just 1 week. Oh, it's just 2 weeks. And I ended up taking almost a year-long hiatus that was unplanned from Happiness Happens about a year and a half ago. And it took me time to build that audience back up again because I didn't end it properly. I just ghosted my audience. So I think that either option is totally fine, whether you do an episodic or serial podcast. But I think you have to be consistent in the way in which you continue to show up. And I also know for some clients, for example, some clients of mine, if they didn't have the accountability of me asking them, hey, where's your next episode? Or, hey, what date are you going to send me that episode by? They wouldn't have a podcast because they're so busy with so many other things going on in their lives and in their businesses, with their kids, with their families. So I think that it really just, you have to do it in the way that works for you. And there's really no right or wrong way. It's just the best way for you, but you have to know the type of person that you are at the core of that, you know? So I would say both. And I just think that if you have, I don't know, it's just, it's easy to stop. And that's why I do weekly, because for me, when I stop, it's very hard for me to pick back up.
I completely respect that. And I love that you said it's for you, it's about self-awareness and really knowing ourselves and what makes us tick. And I respect that you're saying, you know that if you stop, it's going to be really hard to start up again. So that's your commitment to yourself. And I really appreciate that, Cher.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
Because on the serial side, or the season side, I'm a fan of that too. And I have clients who do that as well. The key to doing that for them successfully, that's the word I'm going to use, successfully, is that they have a plan to come back and they already know what the next step is going to be. So that works really well for them because everybody knows exactly what's happening. And, you know, we're going to take a however week long hiatus. And then this is the content that we're coming back with. Even though it's not recorded yet, it's still in the plan and it's still in the structure. So I think there is a way to keep your audience engaged. And I don't necessarily think it stunts your growth completely if you do something that's more seasonal. It's just the way in which you end the last season and how you pick back up and what you do in that in between. How you continue to market the show in that in between. That's important. I feel like Dominic would have something to say about this.
I'm sure he will. I was thinking the same thing as you were just talking. And I saw Alex had his hand up. So we're going to go to Alex first. Go ahead, Alex. And wait, we have to wait for it. Alex's famous car connection issue. 3, 2, 1. There he is.
Okay, my computer. Sorry about
that. That's okay.
My car. You know, what's really nice about doing a show, meaning a TV show review, kind of lends itself. So what we do is, like, for right now, we're still in season 2 until the new season of the show starts, and then we'll go into season 3. So that's a natural progression for us. And you know, this is a thing that we talk about all the time. You know, when is a season? So, like, for Lucy's podcast, we're just doing seasons, like 4 seasons a year, just to kind of make it easier. So that's one way. I mean, I know everybody kind of does it.
And that makes a lot of sense coming from Alex. So, you know, they're reviewing the show from, and so, yeah, they're forced almost to take breaks. Sure, they could do something during the entire year, and it works well because the audience, it's also top of mind for the audience. They're watching the show while the season's in progress, and then they go to Alex's show to talk about what they're watching. And then when that show is in the off season, Alex's show can be in the off season with it. So it works pretty well.
We try to do stuff during the off season, mm-hmm. so to speak, so that we keep it kind of alive, but it gets, like, we're doing a rewatch right now and I'm behind on episodes, but yes, to Simona's point, that the struggle is real when you take a break.
Absolutely. Dominic, I'm just curious, because I know you are a seasonal show, Black is America is. Do you have any thoughts on what we're discussing so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think
No, Simona kind of hit it on the head. I mean, even if, you know, you're seasonal, I think consistency is in the eye of the beholder. I know that for Black as America, we start off and debut a season during Black History Month for obvious reasons. And then we go once a month throughout the duration of the year. But I think, you know, it's just important, as Simona said, like, you know, to, you know, make sure that your audience knows what's going on and that they're expecting you when, you know, that you come back when they expect you to come back. And I think that's the important part with consistency. And even when you're in the off season, you know, you can probably drip out, you know, snippets here on social media or, you know, repurpose content in the sense of, you know, snippets on social media or even repurpose content where you just do kind of like a rebrand, if you will, not a rebrand, but like you do
a relaunch,
addition, relaunch, if you will. Yes, thank you. I'm trying to keep my eye on this pizza here. but no, sometimes you can just repurpose content and with like some updated content, you know, if you will, with that as well. Also, I think I love this conversation from a different vantage point, because I think a lot of times we have people who are seasonal podcasters or episodic podcasters, and a lot of times they get their information from people based on one or two of those things. And so sometimes what may work for episodic may not necessarily work for seasonal and vice versa. So that's also something to keep in mind if you're in one of those camps that, like, you know, sometimes some of the advice may not fit for what you're trying to do. So I think the important thing is to remember, we're podcasters. Of course, we can kind of dictate what we, you know, do in this medium. So there's not exactly rules per se, but just kind of best practices, if you will, depending on the context. So
yeah. Thank you, Dominic. And I see we had Sid and we have Rez that wanted to chime in. And I see Yvonne has joined us, so I'm sure she may have a couple of things to add. So let's do it. Sid, let's start with you. Go for it. What did you want to add?
Yeah. So when I started my podcast, I didn't know any better, because I didn't have people around me to help me, right? And so I just thought you'd post an episode every week. So I started out episodic, and that caused lots of problems because I didn't know what I was doing. And doing a weekly show, it can be really hard and draining, and to Simona's point earlier. And then after I finally got into the groove of things and got my editor on board, I realized that I needed a break. It was 1 year, we went all the way through the end of December, and I thought, man, I just need a break. And so though my show is episodic, we categorize it in seasons because I take the month of November and December off to recharge, to reset, to think about things. And so the year is our season, but we launch episodes now every week for 3 weeks in a row. Then we skip a week, and then we go 3 weeks in a row, and then we skip a week. So for me, it kind of a little bit of a combination of both, but it's just it's honestly because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I realized through this process that I needed a break. I needed to give myself time to reset and recharge so that I could show up the best way possible.
Yeah. Thanks, Sid. That I really appreciate that you said that because, pardon me, because it makes me think a lot about things like pod fade. And I'm going to, I was writing this down as you were sharing because you inspired me. This is probably the main reason why I wanted to go here on this topic of episodic and seasonal. I'm going to just say it how I wrote it, and I just want people to think about it and feel free to respond to it. I wrote down more seasonal, less pod fade. More seasonal, higher quality content. More seasonal podcasts, more to choose from. And I will explain that last one. And by more seasonal, clearly, I hope it's clear that I just mean if we had more seasonal podcasts and less episodic, I believe we'd have less pod fade, we'd have higher quality content to enjoy, and we'd have more to choose from because not all we don't have to pick and choose week after week of all the different shows we like. We'd actually have spurts, right? Where we'd have a couple of shows during this season, a couple of shows during next season, and we can really engage and engulf ourselves more in the content that we're enjoying as listeners. All right, let me go to Rez. Rez, I saw you had something you wanted to add. Go for it.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. So I've been doing a lot of things wrong till now, but I'm glad I'm in this room this morning because I didn't even know this idea of seasonal exists. So I'm definitely going to do seasonal because I've already experienced burnout. I've done like 10 episodes within the last few weeks and I'm already burning out. So I'm just going to change my format to seasonal just for my own mental health. And then, as you said, like listeners can then kind of choose, like they'll go on my Spotify and they'll be like, this episode seems interesting or that doesn't seem interesting. So I think in a way it might be more beneficial for me too. And then quickly, I just wanted to share my aha moment. It was definitely Gary V, right? I'm pretty sure it was Gary V who first inspired me. And you know, he always says everyone should do a podcast. It's just some way to stand out for your brand. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
I'm sure. Thank you for sharing. And I'm sure Gary V has inspired a few other people as well to get started with their podcast. So I'm sure that's a relatable example. Thank you, Rez. And I'm glad to hear that this conversation has opened your eyes to doing things a little differently and that you're excited about it. Dominic, I saw you put your hand up a couple times. Go for it.
I think I'll let Amanda go.
I knew it. As I was saying it, I was like, damn, I shouldn't have. Okay, Amanda, pardon me for not being a gentleman. Go for it. What did you want to add to the conversation?
Good morning. I just wanted to add an angle in terms of pitching your podcast to potential sponsors. I think sometimes it's a good angle to have seasons or to be constructed in some sort of, you know, package so that you can package your sponsorship options to potential sponsors for them to invest in your podcast. Not that you need to, but I just think, and maybe it's just more so the way that my brain works. I like order. And my podcast is seasonal, but it's episodic. Like you don't have to go in order, but I do break them up in seasons because I like to give myself a break, like Sid said. But that's like an angle that you could use in terms of, you know, if you have a podcast that's not seasonal, you can break it up in seasons and then pitch it to potential sponsors that way so that they know how many episodes they're getting. You know, for their sponsorship. And then just to quickly add to the icebreaker question, for me, it was just honestly like an light bulb moment. I was complaining to a friend of mine that I can't really get my personality out in 90 seconds on Instagram. Everything that I want to say, I was like, I'm a talker. I can't get all this out in 90 seconds. And a friend of mine was like, why don't you just start a podcast? And I've been listening to podcasts for years, but it was just one of them moments where it was like, bing. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? Maybe I should. And here we are.
I love that. It's so funny to me too. Thank you for sharing that. It's so funny to me how sometimes things are right in front of us. The answer is right there. And it takes somebody else to point it out, to connect with it. So in your case, yeah, an avid podcast listener, one, and you want to deliver long form content. What should I do? And then boom, well, you do listen to podcasts. Maybe that's what you should do. All right, Dominic, we're coming to you. What did you want to add?
No, just really quickly to what you were saying earlier, there's definitely something to be said about, you know, more seasonal, higher quality of shows. You know, like I said, with Black is America, people really do like, hey, why isn't there more? But when a new episode comes out, they're like, oh yeah, I'm glad we waited. I'm glad it took that long because you're going to get so much, you know, quality within each episode. So there's definitely something to be said to consider, not do, but consider less shows or seasonal, whatever, but thinking about pouring more of that energy into the quality of each episode. So that was all I wanted to say.
Yeah, thank you. And that reminded me of a point that you had made earlier too, that yeah, when you're in the off season, you could still sprinkle in some content using social media so that you are still in front of people. You still remind them, yeah, I'm still around and I'll be back. And here's a little bit of value or a little bit of entertainment, whatever it is you're delivering. I think it's a great way to stay in front of people without having to produce a podcast every day or every week. All right, I want... Oh, go ahead, Dominic.
No, absolutely, because they just want to hear from you. And I know one of the things that many of the big studios like a Wondery or Radiolab do is, like, even if they don't have a visual, like a video podcast, they still have visual elements. So in the off season, you can easily, like, just drip out some of those visual elements, you know, for your audience. So just to give them a, you know, just a little taste until you come back.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dominic. Appreciate it. And I want to check in with Yvonne. Good morning to you. Did you want to add to the conversation?
Yes. First of all, I'm so glad I joined the room this morning. You guys have got my brain cooking. I have an episodic podcast that is also seasonal, so it doesn't need to be listened to in any particular order, but I do take one break every year for my own mental health, and that has expanded from like a week or 2 weeks to 3 weeks. Maybe even I took a month off last year in between in August, because that's about the time that I want to be hanging out with my family, getting my older son off to college, all the things, you know, and it gives me time to think about what I'm going to do with the podcast for the next year. But I have to say, listening to this conversation today and thinking about pod fade and thinking about how burned out I feel after a bit, I'm thinking maybe I should go to like a quarterly mini breaks or something like that to just take those breaks and think about how to keep up leveling the podcast in the meantime, you know, to see if I can produce some better content, to see if I can come back fresh. And when I did take this longer break, what I did do was I created a bunch of social media posts in advance of it that I called like rewind posts to point out some of my favorite episodes or some of the audience favorites that were top downloads, things like that, to point back to old content that people could go back to. And that seemed to work pretty well to keep people engaged. And I will say too, DJ, that Gary V was also, he wasn't the inspiration for starting my podcast, but I had been thinking about starting my podcast for 2 years. And one of my hitches was that I didn't feel like I was an expert. That why would somebody listen to me? And I was reading one of his books and realizing, oh, I can take people along the journey with me. That broke open everything for me, that I didn't need to be the expert, that I could be a person on a journey with the listener.
Yeah. Thank you, Yvonne, so much. Thank you for so much of what you had to say there. You know, one of the things that really stuck out to me is that you pointed out another advantage of, or a potential advantage of, seasonal podcasting, and that's being able to have some time to level up the podcast each break, right? Because if we're in the grind and we're week in, week out focusing on each episode, how much time are we allowing ourselves to up-level our show overall? Probably not as much as we could be if we actually had a break to stop and focus on the overall value of the show. And I was also thinking about if you were to take those breaks, you know, and you were sharing some social media content that you stocked up on. I mean, another way you could do that is you just finished, I believe you finished your personal challenge that you had been doing for, I think it was 30 days straight. You could do those challenges, those types of things in between seasons. So again, now you're up and relevant in front of your audience still on social media while you're in the background working on your podcast. Did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, I love it. And by the way, the challenge, I'm continuing it indefinitely because of what I'm learning what I learned during that month of February, I decided that there's just too much good juice there to stop. So I'm going to keep going indefinitely with it. That's one thing. And I just want to say that I am going to go back and listen to this conversation again on the podcast version of the show and see what I missed before I could get in the room. And I just wanted to congratulate you. I went back and listened. I re-listened to one of the shows last week and it just sounds great.
No, great job. Thank you.
I was amazed at the sound quality too for how it sounds.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I will share that secret. Even though it's not a secret because I've shared it before. What I do is after I trim it up a little bit, trim up the front, trim out the back. I really don't do a lot of editing within the episode. But once it's all ready to go, I simply take that more or less raw recording and I upload it to Auphonic, Auphonic. And it does an amazing job of improving the sound quality. Even with the music playing at the beginning in the background, it still finds a way to enhance my voice a little bit, and it does a great job of leveling at all of our audio, because some of us, as we know when we listen live, some of us come in a little more quiet, some of us a little more loud, and it really does a great job of enhancing the audio. And it works really well for me because this is a daily show and I don't have time to tweak things for each and every episode. So thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. All right. I have lost count of who's next, but here's what I do want to say. Stick around, because before we wrap up today, I am going to ask somebody to volunteer if they're interested in playing podcast trivia. 5 questions, I believe. And if you win, you win a podcasting morning chat t-shirt. So if you're interested in that, come on up on stage, or if you're already here, stick around and we'll get to that before the end. I see Walt has something. Let's go for it. Walt, what did you want to add?
Yes. Well, now 3 things. One, I'm excited for trivia. I'm not going to participate. So I feel like I'm going to get all of that wrong, but I'm excited to see what questions you ask. 2 other things. One interesting thing about breaks and everything, right? So I experienced something that was very unique to me. I've never really seen it before, but we just brought back True Crime Podcast for work, and it performs very well for us, right? And what was interesting is in 2 moments we got bad reviews because we didn't initially release when we had planned to, and people were like, oh, no new episodes? Okay, 2 stars. And they'll literally say in the review, I'll change it when y'all put episodes out. So people kind of use reviews almost like as hostage. And I think it just speaks to the importance of communicating what you're doing with your show. If you're taking breaks, if you're switching to seasonal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's just very, very odd thing. But, you know, it just shows that people come up expecting something, and when you don't deliver, it does affect them. It might be kind of minor, but it just changes their perception of you, or maybe even their daily routine. A lot is impacted. So always communicate with your people. And also, I wanted to step in this chat room hall monitor. Today, Kathy had said something about, asked about pilot episodes in the chat. And I think this speaks to kind of my process with launching new shows, coming back from breaks. I actually love pilot episodes. Sometimes I do a couple. I call them pilot, or right now I'm calling them my reactivation episodes. And as far as length and stuff, it honestly varies. I think for the first one, 20 minutes is kind of cool, but it just depends on what type of show you got going on. And that is all.
Yeah, thank you, Walt. I appreciate you saying that about your audience and really being clear and communicative with them about your format, whether you're episodic, seasonal, and that you're sticking to what you say. I know that my former show, my longtime show, we sometimes did get inconsistent. We were a weekly show, and sometimes we didn't produce. And we would hear about it and we would get those negative reviews because it would annoy our audience. Because they, like you said, it becomes a habit. It becomes part of their routine. And then when you take it away from them unexpectedly, they let you know about it. So yeah, I think it's important to make sure that if you're seasonal, that you remind them, you know, this is season one. You know, when it, maybe it's in your intro. Welcome back to season one. Welcome back to season two. Maybe even at some point during an episode, you remind them there are just two episodes left this season, right? It helps build up some hype as well. John, good morning to you. What did you want to add to the conversation?
Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. I'm starting my seventh season will complete March 21st. So I produce and post 104 episodes every season. It's episodic because it starts and finishes the entire story in one thing. You don't have to listen to the episode before or two or three episodes before to catch up. So that's why it's episodic. I use seasons for internal bookkeeping, for sponsors, things of that nature. I just want to say this. It's quality and consistency is important for smaller shows like us. Staying in front of them is important. However, it takes a back seat to marketing and promoting and making sure your episodes are discoverable. And here's my point. Anybody here on stage not heard of the podcast Serial? Is there anybody who's not heard of that?
We talked about it yesterday.
I believe their last episode was in 2018. That's almost 6 years ago. You look at Chartable, it's still crushing it. It's still crushing it in earnings because they're continually marketing and promoting the existing content they have. And I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe they have about 12 episodes per season, maybe 24. So let's just say they've got 100 episodes they're promoting, and they're doing very well because they promote and market, make sure it's discoverable. So they're getting new listeners all the time. That is far more important and time-consuming than creating good content. And that's just my 2 cents worth.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. And yeah, I think that's another advantage of having seasons too, is that you can continue to promote them. It's going to be new to somebody. And if you take the time and have a strategy around that, I think it can be to your advantage to promote specific seasons. And by the way, as I said, we did mention Serial yesterday during news because they're coming back with a new season.
That's pretty amazing. Think about it, Mark. Probably because the first three seasons crushed it.
Yeah.
And they took a 5-6 year break?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and let's revisit this again. We've been pretty successful.
Right. Exactly. Ashley, good morning to you. What did you want to add to the conversation?
Good morning. I just wanted to add something that's helped me in the past. With Sunshine State Showcase, I've kind of adopted a new release schedule just because of how life has changed. But with St. Andrew's Jezebel podcast, what I used to do that really helped is I would have seasons where I would release weekly, but before the season would really begin, I would interview all my guests in batches. I would get everybody together over the course of 2 or 3 days, make appointments with everybody, and just record all of the interviews and do all of the editing before the season actually started. And that left the actual season to just do the marketing, and that really helped. I know that won't work for everyone, but it's very relieving when you already have all the production stuff done ahead of time, and then you can just concentrate on pushing the marketing as best you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Ashley. I want to, because we are short on time, please forgive me, I want to keep it moving. Because I also do want to get to the trivia as well. Let me go to Brian. Good morning to you, Brian. Did you want to weigh in on episodic versus seasonal podcasting?
Good morning, Mark. Yes, I will just say that I have not done official seasons. I've done episodic. Maybe I will do seasons in the future. I don't know. But I will say that when I reflect back on how I've done live video content, that there has been essentially unofficial seasons, if you will, because I was doing my show on Fireside, and then Fireside went in a different direction. So I went to YouTube, but then I did experience quite a number of weeks where I didn't do my show during the fall and early winter. In a sense, it's kind of unofficial, but my format is episodic right now. But I enjoy those who do it on seasons as well. I will be honest, I don't spend a lot of time listening to podcasts. I more contribute to live shows, but I do enjoy it. So that's what I can share this morning.
Thank you, Brian. Stacy, good morning to you. Did you want to add anything before we get to podcaster trivia?
Yeah. So here you're talking strategy. I wanted to offer a tip, a strategic tip that's worked beautifully for me as a podcaster and in business, which is I speak at a lot of events, the industry business events I'm at. And as part of my speaking negotiations, I offer certain people, keynotes and others from the event to be on my podcast. And I use that in my negotiations as a value add as I'm negotiating what the events pay me to speak. Now, you don't have to be a speaker per se to do that. You can negotiate leveraging your podcast as a win-win for an event or people that you're working with. So I just wanted to give you that strategy that's working really well for me.
Love that. Thank you, Stacy. It's an awesome strategy. All right. So what I want to do, and if you want more information, I know Stacy is happy to work with somebody who's interested in maybe implementing something like that. So yeah, reach out. I'm sure she'll, I know I'm speaking for you, Stacy, and I think it's okay that she's a,
thank you.
She's happy
thank
to you. Help.
Yes. By the way, the pod movement, can I take 1 second
sure.
about that? Because I got some clarification. So I have a discount code that for pod movement for our community. And what I learned is, so it's going to give you 20% off. It'll actually be 30%, depending how many people sign up that I have so far. So everybody in the community wins. It is capped at 15 people. Ah. So I just want you to know, I didn't realize it was a cap.
Okay. All right, cool. So more reason to jump on this now, especially, well, I should say, beside the fact that eventually pricing is going to go up, you'll still get that discount until the 15 people, but you probably want to do it now before prices go up. And they go up a few times, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Stacy. Appreciate it. Oh, and that code again, the coupon code? Do you know it?
Yes.
I'll put it in the show notes. I'll put it in the show notes because I know I have it too. I just don't have it off the top of my head. I'll put it in the show notes. No problem. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. So here's, so when I mentioned volunteers to play podcast trivia, the first person I noticed using the waving hand emoji was DJ Rez. Rez, did you want to play?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to fail at this, but okay.
I don't know. Okay, so I will give you a choice. And by the way, this game designed by ChatGPT, well, designed by me using ChatGPT, and that's what will, that's how the questions will generate. So even I don't know what the questions will be. So it's a hit or miss. We shall see. And you are, I will give you the option, Rez, easy, medium, or hard.
So what, this is just about podcasting
yep.
in general?
It's just or? About the world of podcasting. It could be anything around podcasting.
Okay. Okay. Let's do medium.
Okay. Let me tell ChatGPT we are going with medium level. And here is your first question. Of course I'm stalling because I'm okay. Here we go. I'm going to speak on behalf of GPT. Fantastic choice. You've selected the medium level, perfect for those with a good grasp on podcasting, but ready to dive a bit deeper. Let's get this show on the road. Here's your first question. Question one, in podcasting, what does the term RSS feed stand for?
Oh my God, pass. I have
okay,
no
I'll give you multiple choice. Is it A, really simple syndication? Is it B, rapid serious subscription? C, real system streaming, or D, remote signal service?
The second one, rapid, whatever.
Rapid series subscription. Okay, he says B. Is he right? I should have my my sound effects. Do I? Oh, I do. Sorry. It's really simple syndication, or real simple syndication. All right, we're going to keep it going. Question number two. What is the primary purpose of a pop filter in podcasting? Is it A, to enhance the bass in the host's voice, B, to reduce plosive sounds, C, to block out background noise, or D, to increase the volume of the recording?
B.
B, says the DJ. And you are spot on. Let me give you a ding for that. And the next question, which of the following is a commonly recommended practice for improving podcast audio quality? Is it A, recording in a large empty room? B, using multiple microphones for a single speaker? C, avoiding the use of headphones while recording? Or D, maintaining a consistent distance from the microphone?
D.
And he is correct. The answer is D. It says here, this practice helps in keeping the audio levels stable and reduces variations in sound quality throughout the recording. In the context of podcasting, what does the term show notes refer to? Is it the script that the host uses? Is it notes shared between co-hosts before recording? Is it a summary of episode content, often including links and references? Or D, is it feedback from listeners about the show?
I want to say it's a summary.
Okay. C is his answer, and he is correct. Yeah, the show notes. It's the summary with links and all that good stuff. All right, here's your last question. What is a dynamic microphone commonly used for in podcasting? Is it to capture ambient sounds, interviewing guests in a studio setting? Is it C, recording in a noisy environment, or D, high fidelity music recording?
Oh boy.
Do you want to phone a friend?
I didn't know this as a DJ.
Do you want to phone a friend? Anybody here want to give DJ Rez an answer?
Okay, let's go with noisy. Let's go with the noisy one.
Okay, recording in a noisy environment. Is he right? You are correct. Yes, because the dynamic microphone is more of a directional microphone. It's not like what a lot of people joke and complain about the Blue Yeti, which is a condenser microphone, which is really capturing more of the surrounding area of the room. It's a much better microphone for a sound controlled environment. Dynamics better for an environment that maybe isn't designed to be a studio. So, okay, you got 4 out of 5. So you know what, Rez, congratulations. 4 out of 5, I'll give it to you. That's the majority. And please DM me your shirt size and your address, and I will send you a shirt.
Thank you so much. And I'll wear it in one of my episodes.
Awesome. Love it.
Thank you.
Love it. And we'll play more games like this moving forward. Thank you all for an awesome conversation today. We're back tomorrow, as we are every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, live on Clubhouse, and 7 a.m. Eastern, you can catch the replay. Sorry, 7 a.m. Pacific, you can catch the replay, the podcast, on your favorite platform. Please join us however works best for you. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.